From the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director submitting a semi-annual informational report on the status of all currently authorized airport capital improvement projects. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pat Walsleger, Deputy Airport Director, Finance and Admin. What you see
Dominoes.
Before you is the first semi-annual report for this year, but to be presented this year, but is for the period ending December 31st of last year. Basically, this is by part of the budget that requires this, and we will continue to do this. So you will see the next report likely coming in the September cycle for the period ended June 30. We don't have sufficient time to do it in July, and you're on recess in August. So you can anticipate seeing the same similar report in later this year. For your information, these are the capital projects that are or were currently active in 2013. It's showing you your budgets, your expenditures, excuse me, by project. It also shows your who the manager was when it's either completed or anticipated to be completed. That was a setup that was, or the layout was set up multiple years ago when this first became, I believe, in 2007. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
How's your DBE participation on the project?
DBE participation in all capital projects is meeting the, I believe it's 17% rule. I could be mistaken on that, but capital.
Yeah, each project, of course, has a unique, and we're meeting those on capital projects.
And Mr. Norris, you going to verify that next time? Supervisor Jersey.
On that 150 noise project, you have the land acquisition date, I think it's date of completion, and you have, I think, to be determined. Is there any
are
more?
Are you on the expenditures or the revenues? On the very top, it's one says summary of expenditures, the other says summary of revenue source.
Summary of expenditures.
Okay, and you're on 150.
And this is the part 150, and let's see, it's WA-152, vacant land acquisition. My question is, do we have, it was from the 2010 budget, but no ending date is given.
We are still working on that.
I can give a little more detail.
You have a little more detail on that project?
We were asked by the FAA to use our resources for the sound station program first before we put resources towards that acquisition. The committee may remember that part of the adopted Part 150 study was for the, one of the elements was voluntary land acquisition of vacant land so that it wouldn't be developed into houses. There's only about a half dozen parcels that are eligible for that. And because it's voluntary, some of them are saying, no, thank you. Others are interested in scientists. We're just now starting to kick that process off of reaching out to those.
And I think you've got a public hearing on that coming up, don't you? Seems to me I got a notice from Kim Berry that there is a public meeting coming up. Okay. I'll check with her. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? If not, we do have a motion to receive, place on file. Do we? No? Oh, okay.
Move, place on file.
We have a motion to receive, place. Thank you, Supervisor. Receive, place on file. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Murkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file prevails.
Item number 12.